This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. Bundle up. It is cold out here on a Thursday. Glad you're tuning in. Turning it on, leave it on. That's what Tolo stands for here on Sean and RJ. Mike Fisher with a lot of Cowboys and Mavs news and notes joining us here on DFW Sports Station. Where would you like to start, Mike?
I'd like Jerry Jones to pull his boat around to Oxnard for training camp so we can have the Cowboy media party on the yacht.
I would as well, but why is Jerry's boat a topic?
Because we finally got a little glimpse into it with people on it. He had a Super Bowl party, as you might imagine, and Gil Brandt was on the yacht, the $250 million yacht, and Gil put up a couple photos, and Jason Witten was at the party.
Oh, is that his new job? He's a deckhand?
Good one. So I think we're starting to get a glimpse into what Jason Witten's future is. His future with the Cowboys is he's going to be a friend of the Joneses, and that might be about it.
All right, what else? I don't care about Jerry's yacht until I get an invite on it.
All right, well, I'm working on it. He's listening right now.
He doesn't get up. I think he said till like 8:30, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Rosie's listening for him. Dak, your guy's idea of let's trade Dak to the Bengals, it's like a lot of things that we kick around here. It's fun to talk about, and then at some point we got to put some realistic framework about it.
Sure.
So I'm trying to figure out how you get Dak to sign the tender that would have him go to Cincinnati.
Ready? I got
yes,
you.
Please. Okay.
Dak, would you like to make $38 or $39 million?
Yes, I would.
Okay. We have a team that's going to pay it to you. All you got to do is sign here and it's done.
Okay. And then I'm doing it if I'm Dak, but I'm a little skeptical about Jerry, your Jerry, how you somehow persuaded that organization to make that kind of investment, because that's not what they've historically done.
True.
But if you're right, yes, if you're right, and if the only way for me to get my $37 million and times six is to go to the Bengals and they're going to do it, then yes, I will sign both of those sheets of paper. But I'm skeptical about the Bengals wanting to do that, just like we think. What a nice, smart, frugal idea it would be to start with Joe Burrow. Why doesn't Cincinnati think the same thing? And by the way, start with Joe Burrow and another first-round pick that you might have to give up in order to get that.
Well, Cincinnati wants to do that. The question, or you know, the thought is that Joe Burrow doesn't want to do that, that he tries to force his way out of there. And maybe, according to these different reports, because of the length of the contract, that's the Cowboy argument that we've been talking about for months on this show. Maybe, someone, the Cowboys say, hey, this team has agreed to your 3-year contract versus the 6-year one we want to give you. So, again, all that is extremely unlikely. Just brainstorming here.
Yes.
Because there's obviously, I love all these. I'm going to put the Tolos to the side for a second. All these uptight media people who want to laugh at these possibilities. Because that's the easy way out. Because obvious, and then when you get hit with a trade stunner,
right? Then you're like, whoa, where did this come from?
Whoa, where did this come from? How could this happen? So it's our job to look at all the angles and have, some entertaining fun with it.
And Sean, you know who else's job it is to look at all the angles?
The Cowboys.
That's right. So the guys that have never stepped foot in the Star, that think they have opinions on what the Cowboys should do, and more are dismissive of what you or Choppy or myself or Gavin Dawson are thinking. What if they could do this? I think you might want to go sniff around the Star to understand that, as Broadus told you guys yesterday in regard to questions about Dak, that's the GM's job.
Yeah.
It's this team's job to think about, what about Philip Rivers? What about Matthew Stafford?
Right.
What about Joe Burrow? Now to the Matthew Stafford thing. And I think you guys are already onto this, but that's a fun idea in Detroit. let's get out from under Matthew Stafford and move on. But there's a $33 million penalty for them doing so. So fun to speculate, and then let's put some realistic framework around these things.
And the the Lions GM has come out and said that that local report is wrong. So they're already underway with some damage control. You know, I thought, and I think for the rest of the week, that the Brian Broaddus statement, what he told us yesterday, is going to get buried. But my antenna went up when he told us that multiple times during the year, an MVP campaign for much of it, for Dak Prescott,
right,
Jerry Jones looked up to his staff 5 or 6 times and said, are we sure this is the guy? Is this our guy at quarterback? Am I overreacting to that?
Okay, so let's fill in some little tiny blanks in Broaddus' painting here. This probably happened on Monday morning in the team staff meetings, right?
Right.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't like, you know,
After the Jets.
Yeah.
After the Bears, after the Bills, after New England.
Right. So we're not talking about Jerry turning to Steven in the owner's box in the fourth quarter and saying, what the hell are we doing down? It's not that. It was during Monday evaluation time, serious evaluation time. So that's one important point. Broaddus makes the point that this is a GM's job, but Brian still knows what he's doing and reporting it. He knows that in this case, it's the GM's job and it's newsworthy. And then the third point, and I thought Brian was really smart to be careful here. Brian didn't say that Jerry's still asking that question. But logically, if you were asking that question during the season while Dak was having an MVP-level campaign, surely you're still asking the question now as you've got the pen in your hand and your hand's a little bit shaky.
Yeah, I get it. But my point is that they could ask that question, but the moment they started negotiating and they said, hey, 5 years, $30 million a year, whatever it is, that's clear to me when they've gone to 33 or whatever that they want him, that they do think now that he is the guy.
Yeah,
Not being willing to go to 37 doesn't mean that you don't have faith that he's the guy. It just means you're not willing to go to $37 million.
They think he's the guy at the right price. And that's fair. I mean, that's what everybody should be thinking, except on every guy, except let's say Pat Mahomes. I don't think they have those questions.
Right.
When they get to whatever the going rate is, then that's the going rate. I don't think their owner has to ask their football people, is he the guy? So this establishes once again that anybody in Dak's corner, including his representatives, that are saying, hey, you here's why you should pay us more than Russell Wilson, which is 35. The Cowboys' answer must be, we can't pay you, or we don't want to pay you like Russell Wilson because you're not Russell Wilson yet.
Right, but you know, not wanting to pay someone more than Russell Wilson doesn't mean that you don't think that they're the guy. It just means that you think that the entire thing is a charade that the next man up gets more money. Like the Eagles don't not think that Wentz is the guy. They just don't want to pay him more than Russ.
Yeah, you're the guy at the right price.
Yeah.
But if you're really gonna not come to off-season workouts because there's some ridiculous number in your mind, then at some point
you're not the guy. then you're not the guy.
Right. And the $40 million number, I continue to be told that he's never demanded that. But the longer we go, the more a possibility that gets, which takes us to the Yahoo video where somehow Dak is sitting down with a reporter, not your usual national network type, and they're having a really cutesy conversation in which she finally says, are you a $40 million quarterback? And Dak kind of, you know, winks into the camera and does that Dak thing that he does. It's very charming. And I'm sure you've seen it by now, guys. Doesn't it look awfully orchestrated?
Well, it's... what people don't realize from that, and I only did because I'm a loser who goes home and watches 3 different national talk shows to steal topics, that was from the Super Bowl. So Yahoo smartly decided, let's save this for a dead period after the Super Bowl, and we get all the national attention because it's a brand new interview, even though it's saying the same exact thing. So Dak wore, this is what a loser I am, he wore that same outfit and hat when he was doing his Super Bowl car wash. Yahoo decided to save it for 2 weeks later to be the only story on a dead Wednesday.
That's very good sleuthing by you. That's what makes you you.
Yeah, they didn't decide, hey, in order to, you know, set the record straight, let's call this random person we've no one's ever heard of from Yahoo Sports. That was saved from a Super Bowl car wash.
Okay, very good. Because I was wondering, what, did we just randomly meet
yeah.
in a hotel lobby somewhere, and all of a sudden our camera and our lighting crew showed up?
Yeah. Go look at the Dallas hat that Dak wore during his Super Bowl interviews, and then the same Dallas hat in this, and the black outfit.
As long as you're sleuthing, then answer me this. Did Dak know that she was going to ask that question and have his answer prepared? Did Dak even tell her, I want you to ask that question?
I want you to ask
the $40 million question so it can be out there in the air without me being the one to say it.
Right. I mean, that's fair. I don't think he said to ask it. I think that was a different question that a lot of people have not asked him. Are you a $40 million guy? And he basically is like, yeah, I think I am worth that much, which I did not love hearing. What did you like hearing from Mark Cuban, who surprised us in studio yesterday?
Yeah, now, have you explained the story about how he came stumble-bumping into the station?
Well,
what's going on up there?
The story is that, you know, he knows where we are in the ratings.
We're players.
And he wanted in on some of the ratings. There you go.
He wants to get in while the getting's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, first of all, his analysis and prediction, basically, of Luka and KP, and I was listening to it going, this is so obviously right. And yet some people aren't going to get it until they see them again together. And then we saw them again together last night, and they combined for 60 points, and they were magnificent in every way. The chemistry is outstanding. And I'm trying to go back and wonder, what created the idea that they wouldn't be good together? Is it because Luka went out for 7 games, and all of a sudden Porzingis shot more, and then therefore started scoring 28 points instead of 20 points? I mean, of course he did. They needed him to shoot more. They needed him to score more. Then I'm going back to people are thinking, well, you know, think back. Were they really that good together? Well, yes. Even while Porzingis was shooting poorly, when he was playing alongside Luka, he still was averaging 20-9. The team was in third and fourth place in the West, and they were the number one rated offensive team in basketball and one of the best rated offensive teams in the history of basketball. So, yeah, it worked then. They have had 6 games where they've combined for 60 points, including last night. So they've done that before, too. I just think this is a magnificent show. The chemistry is outstanding between the two of them. And those of us who are impatient, Mac Engel, and thinking that this is – and Mac's a friend of the show, so he understands the game here. And we understand Mac's game, too, by the way. And it's fun if you understand it. It's infuriating if you don't. Mac's writing a column saying that it's not working. They got to do more. They've played 32 games together. 32. And by the way, this team, my friend Tyler points out, this team has 32 wins now at the All-Star break. That's twice as many as they had 2 years ago at about this time. And the same number of wins combined by a Hawks team that traded Luka here and a Knicks team that traded Porzingis here. Those two teams combined, Hawks and Knicks, have 32 wins together, the same number that KP and Luka have here together.
We got less than a minute left. Will Tony Romo end up doubling the salary of every coach in the NFL except for Bill Belichick?
I'll never forget Irvin at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and I did that video with him when the idea was maybe Romo should come coach. And Irvin says, you know, that would be stupid. You have to deal with 53 gigantic millionaire egos. Just stay put where you're at. Can you imagine Tony Romo giving up $20 million to do part-time work on TV to go into the grind of football coaching?
And not golf.
Yeah. Romo's living right. He isn't a football commentator. He's a TV star. He's almost a movie star just on TV. And movie stars make $20 million, yes.
Mike, thank you. Great stuff as always. Mikey Fisher here on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.